News this week that Cavs coach Tyronn Lue has stepped away from the team to deal with health issues hit close to home for the Indians. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me on the phone from Goodyear, Arizona, where he's at Indian spring training. Terry, Lue's announcement was something that you'd been expecting.
Well, I was hoping, actually, they would do something like this with Ty Lue for a while, because he didn't come out for the second half of a game the other day. He had missed parts of two other games. I knew he missed at least one practice to see a specialist. You know, there were all these rumors that we had heard that he's not right. He's not feeling well. And if you saw even just videos of his press conferences or listened to him, I mean, he was aging. He sounded weary. And I just felt that you could tell there was a lot of things going on with him. The interesting part here is the Indians just experienced something similar to that in the middle of last season when Terry Francona left a couple of games because of basically it turned out to be a form of AFib, which was rapid heartbeat, sweats, all those kind of things that he was having.
Yeah, the manager stepped away from a bit last season, and that was really something that kind of jarred the team a little bit.
Sure it did, and Terry Francona's dealt with a lot of health problems over the years, but this was different. And he talked about it Monday morning, right after the news about Ty Lue broke.
And I know when Terry Francona talked about this, he said he knows exactly what Ty Lue is going through, because he said, I know the pressure of what it means to have that exterior that everything's okay.
You know, in the real life, the single mom or the adult dealing with the pressures of taking care of the elderly or any of those things, people don't have the excess money, don't have the best access to doctors like the coaches. They feel lots of pressure, too. And certainly this is not to say because you're coaching a professional team that your problems are any worse or even more stress-filled than a lot of people experience in their lives. But the fact is it's played out on a big stage, you know, where people see it. And the other thing that's going on is you're seeing more and more of this. The Charlotte Hornets coach, Steve Clifford, missed 18 games this year for sleep deprivation and some other issues with anxiety. The coach from the Sacramento Kings also missed a game, again, dealing with anxiety. Maybe in the past, people just kind of bowled their way through it, but I don't think so. I just think there's more health problems now than ever. Francona was interesting talking about Ty Lue. He said he would watch Lue on the sidelines, and Lue is trying to be so calm and collected. But he said, you know, inside you're going crazy and you want to rant and rave. He goes, I know exactly the feeling because that's what I am. You're the leader of the team, so you're supposed to stay under control and you're not supposed to show these emotions. But, you're shoving them down and shoving them down. And so sometimes that creates a situation that, maybe leads to some of this anxious moments too. And the other fact is this, a lot of these guys, they get so obsessed with their job, Amanda. Mm-hmm. They don't eat well. They don't rest. They don't work out. And they do all the things wrong that they would frankly never want their players to do.
Yeah. And nobody wants to step aside from their team. I mean, it's a unit. And they feel like when they're gone, they're missing a lot.
You don't want to put pressure on the people under you. You're the one that's supposed to be dealing with the pressure. But I go back to, too, I just think we've made some of this stuff so important, and it's so easy for the coaches to buy into, like the world hangs in the balance if you can't get your starting rotation right, or it hangs in the balance if you can't get Kevin Love back in time for the playoffs. And you just want to tell some of these guys, well, you just chill out a little bit, because when you're uptight, frankly, your players can feel it. In many ways, the Cavalier players were relieved to see Ty Lue step away, because they could just watch the physical toll on him and the emotional toll.
Okay. Terry, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he has an update on the Indians from spring training.